Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. What may seem like an unlikely pairing at the surface.
There you go. Knuckles? Knuckles, anyone? Knuckles? Okay.
Has turned into a staple at Lincoln Elementary School in Pella. Over a decade ago, some of the meanest, toughest young men in Pella.
All right, we need a new...
Here, do that one, because that's the caption.
Yep, cut it out.
Cut out one of these.
There's my...
Turned into kids again, and now do so regularly, making new friends along the way. Third graders in Cindy Dixon's class receive regular visits to their room by the entire Central College wrestling team. Head coach Eric Van Clay says the idea started with one wrestler shadowing in the classroom and has since spread.
Literally 11 years ago, we had a student athlete, one of the Atwell boys, Josh and Joseph Atwell, but one of them as part of one of his classes had to do some observation. And just by sheer luck, I think was assigned to Mrs. Dixon's class. And I don't know whether seriously or jokingly, she made the comment, you know, hey, it's a lot of fun having you here. You should invite some of your other teammates. And 11 years later, that's exactly what we've done. So it's just been a tremendous partnership between Mrs. Dixon and her third grade class every year, and then our wrestling program.
Now the wrestlers will stop by for close to an hour once a month, participating in learning activities and games.
I am teaching college tennis about non-fiction text features.
Dixon says both the elementary and college students share more common ground than they initially think.
It seems to, every time they come, go around video games or sports or being a teammate. So there are a lot more similarities between third graders and Central College wrestlers than one might think. But they always seem to find that relationship. And I'm amazed every year that, you know, maybe some of the quieter wrestlers get with some of my quieter students. And sometimes their personalities are so much alike. And it's just amazing how that kind of happens because they just get assigned someone.
Okay, we need something that explains a picture.
Two minutes, let's go.
Senior wrestler Nathan Fritz has been visiting the room since he was a freshman.
It's really fun. You're able to be taken back in time, and you're able to have fun again and act like a kid and get to hang out with these guys. They're always fun to be a part of their lives.
What was the chant you guys learned last time when we came?
It was like, Miss Dixon would say, Miss Go Big Red, and then we would quickly say, wow, Go Big Red.
I think that it helps us grow just as much as it helps them grow as students, so... It's just a great immersive process for us all.
The back and forth interaction doesn't end at Lincoln Elementary.
One, two, three. Go!
As Dixon says, when the wrestlers hit the mat this winter, they have a loud and rowdy cheering section ready to support their friends.
And Coach Van Clay does an awesome job of including my third graders. Like we do a chant at the end of the time when the wrestlers are here. And so we'll do that cheer. And it's fun to watch at the wrestling meet because sometimes my third graders are like, can we do it? I'm like, all right, let's start it. So we'll start it and then the wrestlers will respond, or the wrestlers will start it and the third graders will respond. It's usually a lively night at the wrestling match.
And for Dixon and Van Clay, it's even more rewarding to see bonds form outside of the classroom. And when former students and returning wrestlers have such a positive experience, they reconnect long after third grade is over.
I think the coolest thing is Mrs. Dixon does a tremendous job of she will assign each wrestler to one student, okay? And I think it's amazing when they're at Hy-Vee, Fairway, Walmart, and they'll happen to bump into that, and the young boy or young girl will say, hey, Dad, that's my wrestler, okay? They're not referencing what their record is. They're not referencing what their socioeconomics or skin color is. They just view that as, hey, that's their wrestler that they have a tremendous relationship with. And I think that's what our guys' takeaway is, that it's not always about wins and losses on the mat. It's not always about, even what they're doing major-wise, but it's to that little boy or little girl, you know, you're a hero to them and a really positive influence. I think that's a pretty powerful message.
The main reason I don't like teaching third grade is because once they leave third grade, they leave Lincoln. So it's hard to see those third graders, you know, grow up and change. But a lot of times the wrestlers will come back the next year and say, oh, I saw my third grader from last year at Walmart, or I saw him at Hy-Vee. Or I see the wrestlers out at Walmart or Hy-Vee. And it's just fun to hear how their lives are going continuing to build those relationships. If you watch at the wrestling meet every year, I try to send out an email or let the parents know somehow of former students that said, hey, we're going to the wrestling meet tonight. If you want to join us, please come. And so every year I get, you know, probably 6 or 7 kids who come to the wrestling meet with me who used to do it. And you know, sometimes those wrestlers have graduated and gone, but a lot of times those wrestlers are still there and they're like, hey, you were mine last year, or, you know, just acknowledging.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.